Item 5, consider and take possible action to adopt resolution 2015-3, authorizing the Cicera CEO to execute documentation to effectuate in-kind non-cash distributions. Kim,
this
Karen.
This is pretty straightforward.
Yes. So from time to time we get these requests for written authorization to effectuate the sale of stock. It has to do with the DBL investment. We looked and couldn't find anything where the board previously authorized the CEO to execute those. So that is what this resolution is intended to accomplish.
So moved.
One question.
Yes.
When, I'm trying to remember what I read, when a movement is made with this motion and with the CEO does not have to tell us about it before it happens, but she definitely has to come and tell us about it after it happens.
Correct.
And is there, I can't remember, wasn't there a financial limit on it too? Was there $250 million movement or?
There is no financial limit on it at this point.
There is no?
No amount limit.
There's a, because this only occurs with relation to the DBL funds, there's going to be a de facto limit of how much money we have invested with the DBL funds, which we've made $10 million commitments to those. So these are going to be, and the in-kind or the cash that would be raised in any one of these sales is relatively modest. We're talking in the $2 to $8 million range.
Oh, that's not, I'm thinking $100 million or $200 million. I really would want to know something.
No, this is just formalizing the practice where DBL okay. and most private equity funds have the option of distributing stock or selling the stock and giving you the cash.
Okay.
We like cash. We'll distribute stock.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had one question, and maybe it's okay, and it's I think it goes along the lines of what you're asking. In the last line of the resolution, it says, it is further resolved that the administrator CEO shall report all significant in-kind distributions executed by mm-hmm. administrator CEO to the board at the next regular board meeting. And I guess I like to kind of define what is significant. No, what's significant and what's not significant.
What have the amounts been?
In terms of it being reported to the board, I'm kind of thinking maybe just if there's an in-kind distribution, should it just be reported?
That is an option. We can delete the word significant.
Or we can have the practice be, the de facto practice is we report out all of these because they happen about once a year.
Then I think we should take out the word
I'd prefer that. Yeah.
Megan.
That's absolutely
just
fine.
All.
Yeah, I'll amend my motion to require notification of all such transactions.
Tim, what's been our practice? We immediately turn around and sell.
We immediately turn around and sell. DBL has a pre-existing relationship with Merrill Lynch. There's a brokerage relationship there, so they have it all set up where if this client wants to sell immediately, they've got somebody lined up, ready to go, and we basically line it up and we sell the next day.
Since I've been here, there's only been two of these, so it's pretty rare. They can definitely be recorded.
And maybe it could even just be like a consent item. I mean, when it does happen.
I don't need to know before. I need to know at least after. Right. I need to know. And you go ahead and make the movement.
Well, that's true. I guess we wouldn't have to consent it. That's already done. It's just a report.
Is this tax-driven, by the way? If some of the investors are for-profit, they're subject. They get it in-kind distribution. They get the basis that the securities have. They can elect to sell and take the gain or not sell and not take the gain. In our case, we don't have any tax implications, so they could sell or we can sell. It really doesn't make any difference. So I'm just, why would they do that? And I guess I'm just asking.
It could be tax-driven. There are certain investors who prefer to receive stock just because they want to own the stock and they prefer not to incur transaction costs of receiving cash and having to turn around and buy the stock back. We've been protected by this from this by virtue of having most of our private equity in fund-to-fund structures who they will receive the stock at the fund-to-funds level, liquidate it, and return cash to us. to the extent we start going into a more direct manner in the future, this will come up more often. But there's various reasons. We always take a look at this when we execute limited partnership agreements. We prefer to receive cash distributions, and we'll put that in the documentation wherever we can. But understanding there's a lot of other investors out there, and we're a limited partner, along with a lot of other limited partners. So.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? Motion in mind. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.